Hi, I'm Dr. Tiffany J. Libby, and I'm a board-certified dermatologist. I'm so excited to be partnering with Cetaphil this year to help educate on skin cancer prevention in support of Melanoma Monday and Skin Cancer Awareness Month. As someone who works with skin cancer patients every day, I'm very passionate about showing people how easy it is to protect their skin and prevent sun damage from happening in the first place. According to the Skin Cancer Foundation, a person's risk for melanoma doubles if they've had more than 5 sunburns. Meanwhile, one blistering sunburn as a child can double a person's chances of developing melanoma later in life. So this really sheds light on why it is extremely important to wear sunscreen daily, no matter your age, skin type, or tone. And although melanoma and other skin cancers aren't 100% preventable, UV exposure is the most preventable risk factor for skin cancer. And using a broad spectrum sunscreen helps lower the risk of sun damage and skin cancer when used correctly on a daily basis. You always want to look for a broad spectrum sunscreen with an SPF of 30 or higher, as this will protect against the sun's UV or ultraviolet rays, specifically UVA and UVB. UVA rays penetrate more deeply into the skin and play a greater role in premature skin aging, while UVB rays are more responsible for producing sunburn. And this year, Cetaphil actually launched its first ever sunscreen line, which is 100% mineral-based and includes SPF 30 and SPF 50 lotions, an SPF 50 face liquid, and an SPF 50 stick, which I love for its convenience, not to mention it's great for kids. This entire collection is dermatologist tested, hypoallergenic, paraben and fragrance free, non-comedogenic, reef safe, and water resistant for up to 80 minutes. So with these newest additions, it's easier than ever to incorporate sunscreen into your daily sensitive skin routine with Cetaphil. And your mineral sunscreens are typically what dermatologists like myself recommend because they're formulated with natural ingredients such as your zinc oxide and titanium dioxide, which are non-irritating to the skin. These ingredients are also better for the environment and sit on top of the skin to work as a physical barrier to deflect the sun's rays, unlike your chemical sunscreens, which absorb UV rays and then convert them into heat. They're also formulated with antioxidant vitamin E for extra protection from surface free radicals and other environmental stressors. And because your mineral sunscreens have the physical blockers that sit on top of the skin, they can take a bit more effort to blend into the skin. So I recommend first prepping your skin with a regular or tinted moisturizer to help the minerals to disperse more evenly. Then apply a small amount of sunscreen at a time and rub in a circular motion. Make sure to apply at least 15 minutes before any sun exposure too, and reapply every 2 hours, especially if you're in direct sunlight, swimming, or sweating. To get more information, you can follow at CetaphilUS on Instagram and visit Cetaphil.com or your local retailer for more product information.